consecuencia.
Because the time is now, we got no time to waste. Let's all enjoy these moments, yes.
You're making
the purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us. Because the very purpose is you. You are always the purpose.
It is literally the most important thing there is. It's called the present moment. This is life.
There's a saying, yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That is why it is called the present.
Pittsburgh.
Good morning, good evening, and possibly even good afternoon. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, and whenever you are listening to this, I thank you and I welcome you in to the return of your favorite life podcast, Shallow Oceans. Now, if this is your first time here, I would like to say welcome and come with me as we embark into the grand world we call life, ever growing, ever flowing, and showing nothing but positivity, self-exploration, and the attunement we all wish and desire within the shift of ourselves, because within this reality, everything you perceive is a reflection of yourself. Every person you will meet along this adventure of life is understanding and outwardly showing you the perspective of not only yourself, but the reality that we wish to find within every single moment we are living. So you may be asking yourself, Alex, where have you been? How come it has been almost like weeks at times that you haven't been releasing the show when you were doing them so frequently? Well, it's quite easy of an answer and actually revolves into tonight's topic. If you asked me and said, Alex, what do you think the most important thing is in this life? I would say it's the moment. And if you said, okay, Alex, well, within the moment, how do I know if I'm truly present within it? Well, it's quite simple. You would know it if it's here today, because today is the present within the moment. That's why today is a gift. That is why, within so many great explorations of my life, I have been so focused within the moment and being present within every exploration of my life lately that it has been so overjoyfully, excitingly, and almost expressively everything I could have ever imagined. And it's so beautiful in every attribute of life, I had to just flow with it and ever grow and continue to see where it would take me. So what happened within these last few weeks is I've actually been seeing somebody pretty often and pretty religiously, and I'm very happy to say I actually have a girlfriend now, which is one of the craziest things to say because I'm somebody, you all know this, right? I've been working so hard to find a way to give everybody and anything unconditional love. I've been doing so much work within myself that I've been outwardly bringing even closer to me the things I wish, because I know how powerful our ability is within affirmation, manifestation, within the exploration of us attuning and vibrating so high you never have to chase anything. And it has been truly blissful and present within my life within these last few weeks that this beautiful lady, this beautiful woman has found herself presently in front of me as I to her, and we have been doing nothing outside of truly enjoying every moment we can with each other. And what's so cool about that is it trickled into so many other attributes, and why I really want to focus on trying to show you today is the only day that matters and to be present in the moment. It's really hard to say it and to not try to direct you in a way that sounds ironic or trying to be fake inspirational or even trying to make you kind of seem like it's all lovey-dovey hampery. And I'm not even trying to say just because I found myself totally and utterly in love with somebody, it doesn't mean that I wouldn't have enjoyed the moment without it. But it showed me that since something new, something precedenting that actually has exceeded every type of thought I could have ever had or even have aspired to have believed that could have happened to me, that is how I know I'm truly present. And that is how I know that I had to go with the flow. And it's okay to take time off. It's okay to step away from things, because at the end of this life, And at the end of this existence and this lesson that I'm learning again throughout this, probably my 9th or 10th life by now, the thing is that I had to figure out one simple thing. I had to figure out why I am who I am and why I'm here. And in doing so, we start to develop too much of a precedent of trying to find a driving purpose. This is why so many people get caught up in careers and feeling they have to leave some kind of legacy or find a purpose for existing, that they truly endeavor themselves into such a deep path that they forget why they're even here. They forget even the purpose of the things around them, and they negate it so much that they've actually started to wistfully look around and forget about their opportunities, to forget about the things that have been placed in front of them, and to overlook the things that they have always wanted and desired. That's why so many people at the end of their life look back and wish they took more time off to spend with their family, especially with their children, because they grow up so fast. If you've ever wanted to see how fast the human existence is, have children, and you'll see how rapidly everything proceeds because they are a supercharged entity. Honestly, just free falling into an adulthood. And it's incredible to see. And that's why it's so precedented that you're able to stop, take a step back, and really see what you are within in the moment. And I'm very good at it now. And I'm very openly excited to say that I won't feel bad if I take a little bit of time off from doing podcasts. I won't feel bad if I remove myself from doing content. I mean, God forbid I have something that is so prevalently in front of me. Why would I negate it and look away from it or have something else taking my focus? That's the trick to all of this, is that the entire world is going to build you up into somebody who is never in the moment. Never. They want you to be so oversaturated with thoughts, ideas, driven purpose. Where are you going to be in 5 years, in 10 years? What's your direction? What do you want to accomplish? I just want to be happy. I just want to live now and not worry about things that are not to come, because who knows if they will. There's no need for me to be oversaturated or sitting here and be like, oh man, I didn't get enough content out today. Oh man, I didn't put the podcast out in time. What if this lowers my rating? What if this stops my algorithm? Who cares? You shouldn't be doing anything with the intent for fame. I don't do any of this to get anything out of it outside of sitting down with you and helping you. And I truly believe the index of things I've left up to this point has been more fulfilling than any Bible or any literature that has done, because that is all conforming your mind while I am sitting here with no direction outside of the purpose of helping you. Truly helping you grow outside of yourself and elevating you past the actual idealizations that you have been conformed within. That's why this is so prevalent. That's why I've been so happy and so focused within the moment, because I don't know how long it'll last. For God's sakes, this woman can tell me tomorrow she's done with me and I would be accepting of it, because that is the greatest challenge of my life, is this love. That is the greatest challenge, is to find unconditional love for somebody. And I know we've talked about it before. I know I've went into depth about it, but this is something that's so prevalent within me right now, I have to speak on it. And I wish to be the first case I've ever experienced in my life that truly and unconditionally loves somebody for who they are, not expecting a single thing, not asking anything from them, even going against my own fiber of things that I yearn for and would hope for, because then I've truly failed. I've left the moment. I've started to create scenarios and idolizations within my mind of what I wish to be receiving of or recipient of. But in factuality, nobody will ever be able to match you 100%. It's truly improbable. There's no way somebody can be you. You are your own unique self. And if you finally have attuned to it, I know for a fact you're going to do more than most people do. Or it'll be over them sometimes if you're too involved or whatever it is. But the fact of the matter is, if you are truly present in every moment and you really see for what it is and you're living within it, I know for a fact that love will not fail. I know for a fact you will truly enjoy every single thing, whether it be a challenge, whether it be a misstep, whether it be a success, a failure, whether it be family time, whether it be with friends or going on a long drive. Everything has purpose if you allow it to. Everything is energy if you truly flow with it and vibrate with it. That's all this is. And that's why I've been so hyper-asphyxiated and excited to live within it. And it's been so beautiful, and it allows me to come back so much more vibrant, so much more excited, just like your favorite television show, right? If it came out every single day, nonstop, you would get desensitized to it. You wouldn't yearn for it. You wouldn't miss it anymore. That's the thing we have lost in this reality, is we're too connected. We're literally always available to somebody. So, in Bipartisan, our brain has been so hyper-asphyxiated of constantly talking and being part with each other, that as soon as we miss like a few hours or, God forbid, a day, you think all of these irrational thoughts and you're overexerting yourself and creating these false pretexts of realities and thinking that this hyper-asphyxiated belief system of what you think it's doing, or you're assuming the worst. It's like, stop all of it. Stop all of it. You should never lose yourself within somebody else, but you should allow that somebody else to remove you from everybody else, if that makes sense. That's why I have so much love for this girl, and I respect her so much, I won't even put her name out there, because she knows who she is. She's the goddess flower. She is Mia Moore. She is honestly everything I could have wished for and more, and she is somebody who is quite literally the Atom Destroyer. She has the ability to destroy all life if she wanted to with just her fingers and the portal of life welcoming in any type of reality. She's incredible, right? And so I don't want to get all mushy-gushy or get all lovey here, but that's why I think I've been so excited to be even more present in the moment, because every time now that I get these experiences with her, or now by myself, because I'm investing time into somebody else more than I've ever done in so many years, it's showing me so much more of the growth of myself, and it's allowing me to truly challenge my own mind. And that's what I've looked for. That's what I could yearn for. As somebody who is always philosophizing, that one sounds better, philosophicalizing, I'm somebody who has always been very, like a young philosopher, and I'm constantly challenging beliefs. I mean, I've come to the attunement now of I believe there is no good or bad. There's only neutrality. And the reason why I say that is because there's only choices in life, and we've been delegated through teachings, through religion, through context, through his story, all of these things, to make us believe in things that are good or bad, yet all of it is equal. All life is valuable. All life has purpose. Whether it comes down to a little bug or a human being, all life has value. You've just decided, because of your own selfish tendencies or the tribalistic mindset of your family, heritage, or what you've been attuned with in your society, you're made to believe we are the alpha. We are the most intellectual property on this planet, and quote-unquote planet, and that's what we truly believe. But if you pause and take a step back and truly envelop in the moment and look around you, how true of a statement is that truly? I could argue nature has much more free will than we do these days. Would you like me to explain? Sure, I have a moment with you and I'm present, so let us do it. I mean, think about it. Nature always does what it's supposed to. So you may think that means they don't have free will. I could argue it does. Because nature will not go out of its way. Nature will always do the things that calls to its heart. That's why there is videos I've seen an abundant amount of random animals, whether it be a chicken. I mean, let's go through farm ones, right? Chicken, goose, duck, hens, I mean, pigs, cows, goats, whatever, right? When they are born within a place or put somewhere where there is unconditional love and these families love them, spend time with them, they're close to them. I've seen a guy sing to a goat and the goat closes his eyes and puts his head on the guy singing to him and just drifts away in the blissness. I've seen other animals who have such a connection, like a crow with a freaking young boy. They're like best friends and it's a freaking crow. It goes into the house, it follows him, lets nobody else touch him but the kid. How do you explain that? How do you explain that? If you're to sit here and tell me that nature does not have free will, then what is that? Nobody else would do that in today's world. How many people would do what I did? Utterly fall head over heels for somebody that I've been talking to for about half a year and know them every side of inside and out and love every part of them and still expect nothing and can't wait to see more of them, their growth, their exploration, and helping to grow their mind and to see more of the reality. Isn't that truly something that doesn't exist anymore? Can you name me a single person in your life that is an actual romantic couple or a life partner or they have family together? Name me somebody in your life who truly has unconditional love, not a single condition or contractual obligation to love one another. Name me one of them. I know you can't. It still doesn't exist in this life. There might be some random ones out there that have truly unplugged. You know what? I'll say this. Within our society and in public figure settings, we won't see it. But I know for a fact there is people out there now that actually have, because I'm getting to it. And I'm not the only one. It's impossible. Because if I can do it, that means others have done it before me. I'm just catching up. I'm just finally getting closer to what is, and I'm attuning to source and being present in the moment. That's why I want to encourage you to start being more aware of the days that you have. So sure, I know that we're all stuck in this rat race. Trust me, I know. It took me a long time to get into a position of something I truly enjoy to where it doesn't feel as much, but I'm still a part of it. Until I've unplugged, I live off the grid. I'm living off my own land with, you know, maybe the love of my life and some children, who knows? But say I'm living off there, self-sustainable, able to create and produce my own things, my herbs, my remedies, my food, sell them to people around me, conduct my own farmer's market, do open auditorium discussions where I'm sitting in front of everybody and rifting and answering questions and having really like deep conceptual conversational things where they're actually stimulating and challenging my mind, and it's an open room where everybody can speak. I mean, these are the things to yearn for in life. And until I've obtained that, that's why I know I'm prevalent within this moment and focused on these idealizations of my goals and visualizing them to bring them to a reality. And that allows me to be present now, because I know it's not always about the destination. Most of the time, if not all of it, it's the journey. It's the adventure you're going through within it. It's the ability to truly elevate yourself to levels unobtainable by yourself. That's why we've been created to be social creatures and to live within everything truly and holy. So I challenge you. I truly challenge you. The next time you're with somebody you love, or friends, or family, or say you go on a solo adventure, which I highly recommend because it's one of my favorite things to do. I'm so spontaneous. Anything that pops into my mind, I do. I'm forever young. I will always be a kid at heart. And that's what allows me to be myself, is because I can be what I was always supposed to be, the thing that the world wants to take away from you, right? So I challenge you. The next time you're in something you're truly enjoying or loving, get rid of your phone. Leave it in the car. Put it in your bag, your purse. Just put it away and don't think or touch it until the moment is over. Whether that be the whole day, a few days, a couple hours, God forbid, maybe even 10 minutes, right? Whatever it may be, I think you'll be able to not only benefit yourself more, but I know for a fact, Source will truly benefit you and give you good grace and give you things that you would have not seen or expected because you were too outward or somewhere else. And it's a sad thing to see. And I never tell anybody what to do within the moment with me. I allow them to be themselves. But since you're giving me time to elevate you, and you're allowing me the presence and the opportunity to speak to you, I want to take advantage of this and give you challenges as I can throughout this life to elevate you. Just like tomorrow, because I'm releasing this tonight after I'm done recording, tomorrow is a solar eclipse, but I call it a solar nexus. I call it the next us, because every time these pivotal energy shifts happen, this isn't as simplistic as a moon going in front of the sun. This is a total collaboration of two polar opposites of the dark and light sun becoming one to mitigate the true open portal frequency that allows so much vibration from source. It is literally the God particle. It is literally the essence of life and the actual unseen vibrational force that is within all of us and within everything. This is going to be a very iconic day tomorrow. So my challenge for you as well is to go outside if you can. Look up at it, enjoy it, and see it for what it is. Don't take pictures. Don't try to get any social media clicks or whatever from it. This is a moment for you to be you, to be attuned, and to take your shoes off, go outside, ground, and be present in the moment. Enjoy this for what it is. Do not be afraid. Stop having fear. Stop letting anybody out there tell you what is or what you should be worried about, because none of that matters. None of it. Nobody knows. I know nothing. But at least I'm starting to listen to myself and hear something. That's why I'm able to flow so well with you. That's why I'm able to sit down and give you this motivation, to give you this love, to give you this light, because you deserve it. There's too much opposition to not have opposing factors be beneficial as well. There's too many negating forces that are trying to make you cold thwart and follow in line and to just be a part of this matrix and matriarchic system, that I don't want that for you. I want you to find your own path. I want you to step out of line and see what's going on this other side. And so that's why I've been so prevalent and excited for everything. That's why I see how prevalent and important it is to live within the moment, because then your life is truly long. Your life is truly a fulfilling expectation, because then you take more pride in the things you do. So you walk a little slower, you take a little bit longer, you speak a little bit slower, and you have more engaging opportunities more openly and actively. Just like today, for example. So after I worked out with my young friend Adam, shout outs to Scoo, little Scoo, he does a lot of editing for my content. We went and sat in the sauna for about 20, 25 minutes and had a riveting conversation about free will, about creation, about if people are chosen or just called upon. It got so depth that this older lady, she was probably, I'd say, in her 40s or 50s, came out of the opposite sauna to us outside and started to engage in our conversation and said, "I'm so sorry to interrupt. I don't mean to impose, but you pulled me here because of your conversation." And we riffed for another 35, 40 minutes. Do you want to know why all that happened? Number one, I was present. Number two, I was truly invested because I became the present moment. I was allowing myself to be right there, right where I needed to be, and nothing else mattered. And the conversation, I could tell, grew her in some way. Even though you could see she still had her own subconscious belief systems of holding on to things that made her feel somewhat connected to this reality, some base premise to stand on so she could kind of grow and rift with us, that's fine. But the fact is, it was a very riveting and open-minded conversation where I know everybody left with something from it. Everybody had a little bit more of a mindset. And you could tell, everybody who walked past us, because we're right in the middle of where all the saunas are in the steam room, everybody who walked past slowed down. Everybody started to listen. And everybody was being more present rather than worrying where they're going, what they're doing. They slowed down. Just like when people on the opposite side of the freeway get in a car accident, everybody on my side stops. I don't know why. It's annoying, but it's just something different, and it allows you to have that switch and shift in your daily routine. So here's another word of advice. If you'd like to be more present and be more omnipotent and welcoming in of the, I guess you could say, experience that's coming your way, all you have to do is stop looking around you for other things. You don't have to keep thinking about what's coming up next, what you want to do, etc. Calm that mind down. Lower the type of tempo it has, and just flow with whatever's going, and I promise you, things will pop up organically. So if you're spending a day with somebody, just wake up whenever you guys do and lay in bed as long as you want to. Then when you get up, go sit outside and get some sunlight until it's midday, because that's the most powerful time to be outside, especially if they're not modifying the weather and it's raining every freaking weekend and there's all this freaking cloud formation just pisses me off. Take advantage of it. And then whatever happens, happens. Go sit in a park. Go for an adventure. Go for a hike. Go somewhere, eat some good food. Make some food. I mean, you don't got to go to these clubs and go to these low energy frequency things to feel that you're a part of something. You're literally missing nothing. There is no FOMO. That's all a mindset. Nobody is a victim. You're allowing yourself to be sad for yourself. And there is no only YOLO. This isn't the only life you have. I can guarantee that. That is not existable in this life. Frequency and energy does not disappear. You cannot just erase something that is. It is impossible. It doesn't exist. I can't take this microphone that's in front of me, smash into billions of pieces, and then it just disappears. Now it's just dust. It's still something. That's what you are. That's what this moment is. And that's why I get so passionate with these riffs, is because these are something that I know will elevate you. That's why my TikTok for... Geez, man, Shallow Oceans has been popping off. I just did a video today where I was sitting outside trying to talk about the solar nexus and what's going on, and I just riffed for 10 minutes like I do with you, and everybody freaking loves it. They're just so enamored, and everybody keeps telling me, like, imagine you do a 10-minute video. People watch the entire 10 minutes and then take the time to not only comment on your video, to follow you, but to tell you how much it helped them. That's incredible to me in a world of scrolling. So many people probably went right by my video, and guess what? It wasn't meant for them. Things that are meant for you will always find you. Things that are there for you will always catch your attention. And I was really honored when one lady said that, "I just watched your video. This answered so many questions for me. I'm getting off and watching nothing else tonight and going to sleep. Thank you." You know how powerful that is? How powerful it is that I helped somebody find answers they needed by just doing me. And shout outs to the ladybug that was in that video with me. I can't even make this up. This ladybug landed on me, sat with me for the entire 10-minute video. You can go to Shallow Oceans on TikTok and watch this right now. For 10 minutes, it sat with me. And as soon as I was saying goodbye and said, "Shalom, chaleshem, chaleshem, shalom," it flew away. And I literally hit the 10-minute mark. If you want to talk about writing and creating a script, I couldn't have written that any better. It was sensational. And you know why it happened? Because I was present in the moment. It's just... I know it sounds contrarian almost, or like I'm sounding like I'm somebody who's so prestigious, or I'm looking down on you and trying to tell you what you need to know. I promise you, it really is that simplistic. All of this is truly that easy, and to be present in the moment is not as hard as you think it is. I challenge you again to just take a day off and have nothing planned and see what happens. I want you to start using your phone less and being around the reality more. Less black screen, more reality, more oceans, more sunlight, more adventures, more randomness, more fun. Go out there and find something new for yourself. I want you to be so invested in the life you have that every moment seems to be so vibrating that your life seems so full with all these roses and gardens because it is so vibrant with the things you have done. It's okay to be young at heart. It's okay to be a kid again. And by gosh almighty, I do want you to be more aware of how increasingly codependent we're becoming of these technological advancements. That's why I'm very comfortable in telling you my children will not have iPods or iPads or any why do they need any of that? We're the most entertaining source you can have. We're alive, we're together, we're living, we're breathing. Why would I want to implement anything outside of that when the reality is trying to contort you? That's terrible. And I'm not trying to make them like, I've heard people say this before, right? Oh, you know, if you homeschool your kids, they're going to be socially awkward. You think my children would be socially awkward? Do you know how highly intellectual and intelligent and articulate these kids are going to be? Holy moly. Like, I'm going to teach them about farming, meditation, self-reflection, emotional control, being emotionally available, cognitive. I mean, there's so much that can be done in such a short span, but yet you fill their head with nonsense. You need to learn math because you're going to be an architect. No, you're not. You got to learn history, even though all of it's fake. No, you don't. You got to learn English because, you know, you got to know how to talk. How about we just do telepathy again? You may think I'm crazy. That's fine. I'd rather sound crazy in a world full of craziness than sounding sane in this crazy world. That's where I would be upset with myself. That's where I would actually be a little bit let down that I've actually allowed the world to take away what was given to me that I'm supposed to give to you. Now, I know everybody has a gift. We just have to find it. I know everybody has the ability to be awakened and to be chosen, but it's up to you to choose it. That's why I want you to be so much more prevalent and focused in the present moments, because I have a feeling in doing so, you're going to see so much more of what is, and it's going to be fruitful. So just like tomorrow with the solar eclipse, do not fear it. Do not allow people or biblical scriptures or any of these things tell you what's to come, because we all know what is happening. It is Christhood. It is the Christ mindset. We are all becoming conscious. And in doing so, we are going to awaken everybody around us by just being you. Now think about how powerful a presence that is. That's omnipotent. That is literally the divinity of what we are supposed to become. It is so powerful that people are just going to yearn to know what you have to say. They just want to be around you because you feed their soul. You literally energize them in a world full of energy vampires, a world full of where you have to put so much energy into so many things you truly don't want to do, but you're trying to find your purpose, that you actually find a present moment to be invested in. And in doing so, you yearn for it and it pulls you back whenever there's a chance and it feeds every part of you. That's why the present moment is so vibrant. That's why I'm so grateful and so available to sit down and do this with you. That's why I'm so happy to be here tonight with you. And I don't even have to apologize for taking time off. Why would I? Why would I be sorry for something that I wanted to do? Why would I be upset at following my heart? Why would I try to atone for the things that I was meant to be, that I was meant to do? That almost sounds like spitting in the face of the things that were given to me and the moment I was meant to be living within. So that's how you find a better purpose within. That's how you start to align yourself and free your mind. Because the entire time, like I said, it's going to try and fill you with trying to make more money. You got to get a bigger house, got to get a bigger car, got to pay your bills. It's always going to get more expensive. To live off the land and to retreat yourself and escape, you really don't need that much money. I promise you, once you're self-sufficient, all you got to do is start it up, use your hand, get some carpentry ability, learn farming, foraging, etc., and how to be self-sufficient. You will be off the grid in no time. And the best part is, you can do whatever you want with your time. And your time is now your own. And you can learn so many things. You can invest into so many beautiful opportunities and be yourself, because that's always what you're supposed to be. So I think in hindsight, and why I've been so passionate about being prevalent, is that I set a standard for myself with this show. And I conducted myself very well with it. I did it every single night, every single weekend, and I was very focused on giving you everything and anything I possibly could. And I did that, and I'm very happy with what I accomplished. But moving forward, especially with this new opportunity and this new soul that I've been resonating with, however long it may last, I mean, shoot, I'm hoping for a lifetime. I know it'll last a lifetime. So in doing so, why don't I keep enjoying it? Why don't I allow myself the time and opportunity to be present in it and take time off if I need to? Just like in Winnie the Pooh, this is a very powerful thing. In Winnie the Pooh, with Christopher Robin and all the beautiful animals he's with, when he goes off to school, there's so much he misses out. And the love and the life and adventure that was meant for him. And he leaves. But I know there's a part of him in a different verse where he stayed and spent an eternity with all of his friends, adventuring for life. That's what's so prevalent about being in the moment. I don't want you to look back and regret things that you could have been more a part of. I don't want your family to pass away and you to regret them leaving because you were prevalent and focused on every moment with them. So then how can you be upset? Why would you be sad that somebody leaves you when you were precedented in every expectation of what they were? You didn't have any of them. That's why it's so beautiful to say you've won. None of this is forever. None of this is supposed to be. That's why it makes it so beautiful and why the presence of being alive right now, right here, is the most inspiring thing. That's why I'm in love. That's why I love love. That's why I don't want to. I'm truly obtaining unconditional love. And I wish that for you too. I don't want you to have to have your parents pass away before you can miss them. I don't want you to lose the love of your life before you realize it was. I don't want the best days of your life to pass you. I'd rather you live within them. And I know I'm living within mine. That's why I've won. That's why no matter what I do, what I say, where I go, where I lay, it's all meant to be. And it's kind of inspiring and gets me a little bit emotional to think about that. I've done something many people spend lifetimes trying to accomplish, and I did it in one this time, and I'm very, very fortunate, and I know it's because of the work I've put in. I know it's because of the hard effort and the ability to never give up, and that's why the strongest trials are for those that are the strongest warriors, and you'll be very surprised what you can do. Before I send you into the good night, and I can leave you with some words of encouragement and things to help you on this adventure, don't work too hard. Don't worry about pleasing everybody. Don't worry about trying to find your purpose in life to make the most money or any of these things outside of just simply enjoying the moment. And in doing so, I promise you not only will you be able to live such a fruitful and enjoying life, but you're going to meet some amazing people, and you're going to change a lot of people's lives, and you're going to inspire them in ways most people could only imagine. And that is why in some forest out there, Christopher Robin is still playing with his friends. And I wish that to be you, forever young, forever beautiful, and always living life as a kid, enjoying things, adventuring, and not knowing where it'll take you, but at the same time, always being available to allow it to take you. So I love you, and I thank you for being present here with me and allowing me the chance to just be me. So, if I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Love!